My next guest reached out to me last week, indicating that as deputy chair for Fresca, the Fairways Ratepayers Association, he's had an opportunity to serve on sub council and also to get a perspective on the truth about what is claimed as getting things done. The truth and the perspective on housing, councillors and how they approach their roles, job creation. In his mind, the city is wasting ratepayers' money in many respects, and is unable to curb cable theft and find a solution to many issues. But I'm going to let him speak for himself. Kim Abrams is deputy chairperson of the Fairways Ratepayers Association. I'm very grateful for an inside track and no longer a political rhetoric on exactly what happens in the city of Cape Town. With 3 days to go, we could appreciate this insight before we vote. Kim, welcome to Breakfast with Refido. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Refido. Very well, and you?
I'm excellent. I'm grateful for your reaching out. Help us understand, why did you feel so compelled to, and thank you very much for being a listener, why did you feel so compelled? Are we getting a wrong message from some of our guests?
Well, Refido, first and foremost, you know, I've always maintained, you know, sitting on the sub-council and various other bodies, I'm not a political person. I represent the ratepayers and to whom I pay my money to. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't look at them as politicians, but as custodians, you know, of the city.
Sure.
And providing a service.
And of course, as are you. I mean, that's exactly what they're supposed to do. As we know, the political machinery is a little bit broken, and often they end up serving their political party as opposed to serving us. So where would you like to see that change?
Well, the thing is, first and foremost, Rafiwe, you know, all these manifestos that we've been listening to over the years and past elections, if we go into, you know, back into history, how many of these manifestos have actually been honored by these politicians, or have they just been sucked in by their party? You know, do they have enough clout to actually stand against party politics? Because that is all about, you know, it's how they actually excel. Are they just there for the money? You know, so once they get your vote, they, you know, it's gone and forgotten, you know, because they've been sucked in by party politics. And it's a very strong thing.
So what would you like to change? And can you get more specific about what hasn't been achieved?
Well, first and foremost, Ophelia, I've been a resident in Fairways for 50 years, and I've also serving in sub-council for the past 3 years. I've looked after Fairways, Ottery, Weinberg, and things like that. And I've seen such a lot of things, you know, that's just gone wrong, you know.
Can you give us examples?
In our area, road calming measures, you know, we've been debating this road calming measures for years. You know, our roads have, you know, become a racetrack. It's become a drive-through. And, you know, you've been fighting with the councillor. You know, if you look at the Road Calming Measure Act, the councillor weighs in. You know, he's got an amount of weight that he has to bring to the party, but he doesn't bring it to the party. And, you know, he leaves the residents, you know, at peril, basically. I've just lost
Who is your councillor, Kim?
Well, it's the late Monty Oliver, you know.
Okay.
So there's no council at the moment, so the ward is basically open for, you know, the elections at the moment.
Mm.
But none of the people that's on the, you know, for voting now as a candidate or next councillor has actually come to the party and say, this is what we can do. Sign something and say, you know what, I personally pledge that I will deliver this, no matter what. That is someone you will be standing behind. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about.
Are you contesting?
No, not at all.
Okay. Help us understand. I mean, if you had to look across the various sub-council meetings that you've been a part of, 3 years is more than half of an electoral term. You've had a decent amount of time to get a sense. What is the bottleneck in the main? Is it party loyalty, and if so, which party, or is it incompetence, or is it like a person who's just not well capacitated to manage in the southern suburbs? What is the problem?
I don't feel it's all salad bowl of things, you know. First and foremost, the red tape that councillors have to go through, you know, I mean, they need to speak to this director, they need to get this okay. And, you know, so at the end of the day, what power does the councillor really have? Right. It's a quick thing, you know, driving down the M5 and George Drive, you know, I'm thinking like I'm in the waterfront, you know, with all these shops, you know, like come and buy by me. That's all the amount of placards I've been seeing. And I wrote in a letter not too long ago and I said, you know what, M5 and George Drive is like a death trap. I spoke to JP Smith some time ago. I said, look, we've got cameras that's not working. speed cameras. The trucks are just driving over. You know, I've got photographs of accidents coming out of Hyde Road, turning onto the Prince George Drive or M5, and serious accidents and things like that. They say to me, cameras get turned around. That's just one issue. But I've witnessed areas where I've actually documented for the past 3-4 years where cameras hasn't been taken out of certain areas. So are we going to go down to areas now again? You know what I mean? As the Deep South has been forgotten, but now when it comes to elections, we need your vote. That's what it's all about.
Kim, as a listener at home, what would you like me to do with this information? I mean, you know, I know... You and I can carry on a relationship where we call individual issues out, you know, over the next 5 years. But if I'm listening at home, because you urgently reached out and you really wanted to have your voice heard. And I want you to know, what would you like me to take away from all of this? Because it's a lot.
It's a pity I don't have more time to sit with you because I can really give you everything. You know, I've got it in writing. I've got it documentation back and forth and things like that. You know, first and foremost, where we're paying our money to is a substandard work that gets delivered by contractors. There's no follow-up. You know, I've come out of a company. I worked for 20 years for a company called Ross Demolition, where we were accountable. The mistakes wasn't an order of a day. And the city, unfortunately, and I've been saying this for a long time, they have lost their expertise. The expertise that used to run our well-run city, they have gone. You know, Rafiwe, I know for a fact, when we went into the water crisis, they brought back all the old war dogs. I call them the old war dogs. They were brought back out of retirement. And they're the ones that actually managed to actually pull the water resource, saying, do this, do that. We don't have that anymore. The ratepayer doesn't get value for their money. That is one of the key issues. The other thing, if I can just touch on quickly, the issue we also have is housing, right? I've given the city, I've given various people my thing on housing. You know, when you look at Parkwood, you look at Lavendale, you look at Steenberg, these are places I drive through. These are the remnants of the old spatial development. But what have people, what have the councils actually done? I've done interviews. I've walked into areas a few ways. I've had my life threatened by people as well and things like that. But, you know, my commitment to people, it's been a driving thing for me, you know. And like I'm saying to you, the city can do so much. We don't have to build new developments. Go into the areas. I'll tell you something. I can sit down with you. I'll give you this whole layout, this whole plan, where it will be beneficial to the city. They'll actually get money out of it. People will feel dignity. Giving a person a home doesn't add dignity, but giving the full package of a home, a job and things like that can be done.
Appreciate that very much. We are out of time. Kim Abrams, we will have to take that offline. We can't go into all that detail at this time. Deputy Chair of the Fairways Ratepayers Association, a concerned citizen, and a very important point he's raising.